Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Actually, to a different home, because this is not our usual home.
Yeah, we're not home. Did we move? No.
No. No. Oh, we are actually coming at you from the Airbnb in the Reunion Resort, which is about 5 minutes from Disney property, but we're going to talk more about that later.
It's awesome. You guys are going to want to check this out. This house is amazing.
Cool.
We don't want to go.
Well, we're going to have to.
If we did a GoFundMe, though, we could raise enough funds every day to stay here.
Yeah, because everybody wants a $1 million house, right? In a $4 million a house neighborhood type of thing. But
oh my gosh, we do run the neighborhoods in the house. Okay, never mind.
Okay, wait, we're getting sidetracked.
Should I do my intro real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Hello, welcome to TMSN Weekly Live, show number 128 for August 29th, 2022. I'm Scott.
I am Michelle.
And as Michelle said, we're on location.
We are on location.
But this is not TMSN, live on location. No. So it's weekly live on location.
Okay, don't get me all confused.
Sorry.
But,
okay, so what's the first thing we're going to do, Michelle?
Well, I believe, because people are very curious, that we are going to do the next House of Mouse Expo guest announcement.
I've heard about that.
And it's a twofer this week. And it is something that it's from... What would you say? Like, not from a franchise genre, whatever, that we've already announced. This is something completely different. And I believe that you classic Disney history buffs type of people are going to love it. So I don't know if you have any guesses, but you really don't have time to guess.
And I don't think you could really guess this one, because it's really out of the blue that we've not even talked about anything like this. So I think it's kind of exciting. This is a fun one. So shall we just start the video?
Let's do it.
You guys ready? Let's roll.
All right.
He doesn't walk very good, does he?
Thumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you this morning?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Come on, Bambi. Get up. Try again.
Come on, get up.
Come on.
Get up, Bambi.
Get up. Try again.
Brave is easy.
I can teach you.
You can?
Sure. Watch this.
I think he's got it.
No, I'm being brave, silly. The trick is to be scarier than whatever's scaring you. See?
Grrr!
Grrr! You look like a squirrel.
Oh, watch me, watch me.
Grrr! Ew! Flower, you just found your inner strength.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, now stand very straight.
Stick out your chest.
Take the deepest breath you ever took in your whole life. Now let it out with a big grrr.
You're gonna need a lot of prep.
So, yes, we have the original voices of Bambi and Thumper. We have Donnie Dunnigan, who was Bambi, and Peter Bain, who was Thumper.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We actually had the chance to meet Donnie a couple years ago, or
last year
at Fanboy Orlando. He was actually there. We had to talk to him for a little while. Absolutely amazing man. I mean, so much. We walked up to him, of course, because of Bambi, and come to find out he's done so much other things in his life outside of acting, but acting as well.
He has. And if you okay, so last year we had Margaret Carey, who was the original, you know, muse of Tinkerbell. Now, Donnie and Peter actually were the speaking voices of these classic characters when they were little. And Donnie, his face is what the Imagineers used to draw Bambi. So his face is Bambi. And if you look close, you see that resemblance with the big eyes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we spoke to him last year, I think we've talked about this before on our show, yeah. Because, you know, it's so rare to actually get to meet and speak with people that actually worked with Walt Disney. Yeah. And that, you know, that it's less and less. And he has great stories about Walt Disney. So you're definitely going to want to stop and talk to them.
Yeah, the one thing when we started talking to him, so Michelle, of course, went into reporter mode, so we were talking to him, but we got to his table and he had some photos, kind of like how Margaret did last year. She had photos of
that. Yeah.
But Donnie had some photos that featured Frankenstein. Boris Karloff, Frankenstein,
and
Bela Lugosi, and there was this little boy in there, and come to find out it was Donnie Dunigan was in the movie Son of Frankenstein, and he actually played the son of Frankenstein in the film.
He was the son of Frankenstein.
He was 1939, 1938, something like that. He was actually in the film with those Universal classic monsters that we all grew up with knowing. And he was telling us stories about that. He was telling us stories about Walt Disney buying him ice cream. Just things like that. It was just amazing to talk to him. So I can't wait to hear the panel with the two of them talking about their careers and what they did. Donnie ended up going in the Marine Corps. I believe he was a staff sergeant or drill instructor. I'm not sure exactly, but he was in the Marine Corps for like 25 years. He's got his master's degree.
He's fascinating to talk to. Now, we haven't met Peter in person yet, but we know that they're going to be wonderful guests, great additions.
Definitely.
And again, you know, I think it's for the true Disney fans, something that is so meaningful to so many people. Mm-hmm. And the fact that these people worked with Walt and they have stories of them with Walt Disney is amazing. So you're not going to want to miss the panel with these two. I don't know if I'll be doing it yet, but if I do, I'll probably be over-enthused and may cry a little bit. I can't even watch Bambi without crying. I mean, even the happy parts, I'm like, ugh. I told him before we went live, I'm like, don't play anything sappy or I won't be able to handle it.
No, so I had to film a couple, I got some videos there, the funnier clips of the film. The way Thumper talks in the film, though, he can't say nothing nice.
Oh, he's so cute. And the way he says mama to his mama reminds me of Aiden when he was little. So I'm like, blah. But yeah, I cannot wait to have you guys meet them. And it's just a really great addition to an already huge lineup. But there's more. If you can believe it, there's even more.
I had a phone call 2 weeks ago, phone call, email, thread back and forth. So we think we've gotten some more guests we really wanted to try to get. You guys will find out probably in the next few weeks who that is. We hope to have all the announcements out here probably within the next month and a half of all the guests.
We're trying to drag it out a little bit just for excitement purposes.
Yeah.
But I'm like starting to lose my patience with the excitement. I'm like, I want to tell you all of it because I'm so excited. And, you know, we have great guests so far, but we have equally as great and wonderful guests coming, so please stay tuned. You can get your VIP passes, your weekend passes, your hotel accommodations, all those things at houseofmouseexpo.com. The expo is in January, so you have time to save up and to get your autographs and your photo ops and have money to buy souvenirs and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, so if you want to stay, also the Embassy Suites has a discounted rate for anybody who wants to stay there that weekend. So if you go to the House of Mouse Expo website, you'll find a link on the accommodations tab. Click on that link, you can put that in there, the nights and such you would want to stay at the Embassy Suites. As Michelle always says, two great benefits, the full breakfast and the happy hour every day. All the rooms are two-bedroom suites, so you have usually two queen-size beds in the one bedroom. You have a pull-out queen-size sofa in the living room. A small little kitchenette, I guess you could call it.
It's great. I mean, you're staying right in the middle of where the action is. And if you are staying at the hotel this year, Friday night, we're having a little social by the pool.
Yes.
So, and that's new this year.
Yep. So you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a great weekend. But like Michelle said, we do have more guests that are going to be coming. We're waiting for the guest announcement to be able to announce the theme of the party.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good way to say it.
It is. Okay. So we know what the theme of the Saturday night party is, which is included with the VIP experience this year. But we can't tell you what the theme is until all the guests from that genre are announced and you guys are going to go crazy because I'm all excited. See, I want to tell you right now. I so want to tell you, but I'm not going to.
No.
But soon, right?
No, soon. Probably soon. Within the next couple of weeks, we should have all the announcements because Michelle and I have, we have BizCon at the end of September, beginning of October. We also have Spooky Empire towards the end of October. We want to make sure we have a banner there that lists all our guests on it.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure all our announcements are made before those two shows happen so we can announce.
Yeah, it's kind of a time crunch. Like if we're going to promote the expo at different places that we're working at, we kind of have to get all this out. So.
Yeah, because it'd be if you go to the expo, you're like, hey, they haven't announced those seven guests yet. And yeah, there's it. Is there seven? I think there is. I think there's seven more. Not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think seven more. So take all the ones we've already announced and add seven to that. And that'll be our total guests. And this year, the difference will be the celebrity guests will be in the vendor room. So everything will take place in that room. The room where the celebrity guests were in last year is going to be
photo ops,
501st. That's where we're going to have them put their props and such is in there and things like that. So we got lots of great things we're working on. We hope you guys will make it.
And spread the word, please.
Please. That's the hardest thing to do for us.
This is a big undertaking for us, and we can't do this without your help. So please tell everybody you know about Awesome House Expo. Get your kids. Come and stay with us for the weekend. Our guest list is fantastic, and it's just getting better. So we really appreciate your support because it's going to be an awesome, awesome time.
It's going to be awesome. And I hope you guys are there. And if you haven't got tickets yet or if you're on the fence about how do I want to go, if you're in the area, you want to go. You definitely want to. You're going to have a great time that weekend. Everybody will have fun. If you're a vendor and you want to place to vend your merchandise, we do have
small businesses. Yep. We're all about supporting small businesses, and we want to make sure that everybody has a good show.
So. That's right. So, yeah, so there's vendor applications out there. We'll be having a panel schedule here. As soon as we announce all the guests, then we can announce the panel schedule. It's all these things we can't put it out there because if we put it out there, then it's kind of spoiled.
Big spoilers.
Yeah, big spoilers. So we're kind of slowly doing everything. Also, remember, Give Kids World will be on hand.
Yes.
Omar and the group over there will be bringing hopefully some of the NXT wrestlers like they did last time. So that'll be there to help support the village.
Mm-hmm.
So just if you have time, any of those days, January 20th through 22nd, 2023, please come out. Have fun. And meet some great celebrities, meet some great vendors.
Hang out with us.
Go watch a panel with Michelle. Watch me run around with my head cut because I'm trying to take care of everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. We hope to see you guys.
Yeah. Come see us. HouseMonsexpo.com.
Okay. Next up, a couple weeks ago, we went to the first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party since 2019.
Yeah.
Wow. 2019. That's crazy. Yeah, that was the first one. We went to a couple weeks ago, opening night. It rained.
It rained
a little bit more too.
And I don't know if you saw the pictures we put out, but okay, so this is our luck. Our luck has been garbage lately. So like we decided that we are going to finally dress up. His idea, mind you. Everyone's like, oh, how'd you make Scott do it? No, Scott made me do it. He ordered the costumes. He did all of that.
We've talked about it for years. We've had this stuff in mind and we just never did it. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of just talking about it. We're just going
to
do it this year.
We're just wearing a Halloween shirt and go to the party. So we decided we're going to go all out and we're going to actually wear costumes. So we wore Flynn and Rapunzel.
And it was cool because right from the get, we were walking in the parking lot and people were like, oh, your costumes are awesome. We got to the TTC and people are like, can I get a picture with you guys? What?
This little girl wanted a picture with me and she was dressed as one of the princesses and she wanted like the whole dress like picture. And I thought that was so sweet. But the whole time we were walking through, everyone's like, I love your costumes. And they were really easy to put together. The only crappy part was the rain kind of made my dress super heavy. And my cute Rapunzel hair got a little flat, but yours you held together much better.
Sean met us there right from the get. So Sean was there with his camera. So the first thing we got in the party, we got there early before the party actually started. We took off to the Punzi Potties because we wanted to
photo op. Well, yeah, if we're going to dress like Flynn and Rapunzel, we have to go by the Rapunzel area.
Yep.
And sadly, all we have is a bathroom, but that's where we headed.
We
So then we went back to everything's like it was before, pretty much. Yeah. Like you walk in and you go to the right and they give you your treat bags.
Behind behind Main Street USA down there.
Yeah, that same thing where they have like the different like statues of the Halloween characters mm-hmm. and such. The bags were really small. You got one bag of M&Ms. We'll talk about that later. But everything was pretty much the same. Now, it's really hard. It's hard for us to give like a full on review, let's say, because of the fact that everything got rained out. Like the first parade got rained out. The Hocus Pocus Villains Spectacular. It was kind of misting a little bit. And then as it started, the rain got worse. So it got to the part where Oogie Boogie comes out. And all of a sudden, you see Oogie still dancing and the music, everything stops. And all of a sudden they all put it in reverse, turn around, and they all leave. And it was like, oh shoot, I guess the show is over.
Yeah.
And it's over just like that. And then they're like, do inclement weather, yada, yada.
So that was the first one of the night. There was three of them for the night. So that was the first one.
Yeah. And
so then we went to go get ready for the parade. So we went over by Liberty Tree. Actually, we stood under the Christmas store's awning for a few minutes behind the store
because it was raining.
And then we knew the parade was coming. So, okay, let's go get ready for the parade. So we just stayed in front of Liberty Tree. And we're standing there for about 5-10 minutes, and all of a sudden, due to inclement weather, the parade is.
And everybody lets out a big, oh, like the whole evening, there was collective groans and sighs because like everything got rained out. So eventually, they ran the parade, but it was late.
Yes.
It wasn't at any of the scheduled times. It was all just like, okay, the parade is coming. Mm-hmm. The Headless Horseman was not out that night. Max Goof was the leader of the parade, which is new this year.
And that was cool to see Max come out there. And he has his dancers and the music from Goofy Movies, what they're playing. So they're dancing in the street. We saw them on Main Street when they were dancing. And it was fun. It was a fun little addition to what they do.
Yeah. I mean, I really wanted to see the Horsemen. And then I was wondering at the time, because everything was just a disaster that night, if the Headless Horseman wasn't coming back. Well, on another night when it wasn't raining, he did come back. Yeah. So that's really cool.
So he will be there if you go and it's not raining. It's out of safety for the horse.
Of course, they don't want the horse to slide or the rider to get hurt.
So we ended up walking through the Emporium for a little bit, but it was packed because it was raining and everybody was in the Emporium. So we didn't want to shop or anything yet because we were able to shop later. We want to make sure. We did a little bit of trick-or-treating. Very disappointing because you don't get as much as you used to.
They used to go in the bucket to give you a handful.
Or two handfuls.
Happy Halloween! You go and they give you a little bite-sized Snicker. Happy Halloween!
Two Starbursts.
And the line is super long for the candy and you don't even get any candy. Do you guys remember, previously, pre-COVID, the Halloween party, everybody would come home and they would post pictures of all their loot that they got, all the candy and such. And it was like a big thing. Like you didn't even have to go buy Halloween candy for your house because you got so much from Not So Scary.
Right.
Well, that's not the case anymore.
I think we had a quarter bag each.
We have nothing. I opened my bag at the end of the night. I'm like, this isn't even enough to share. So, you know, but the bags were cute. They had like a vampire Mickey on them. So the bag is a nice souvenir. Just don't go expecting a lot of candy because you're not going to get it.
No.
What else?
The one thing. So midnight comes about, rain stopped. Well, rain slowed down. And we're like, we're going to watch the Hocus Pocus show. Fine. The midnight's the last performance of the show. But the party's technically over at midnight.
It was like 10 after 12. And everybody's still standing there looking at each other like.
So then they announced, okay, it's not the show, but it's.
Kind of how they do like the rainy day parade. Like they're going to come out and do one number for you and then that's it.
They did the ending of the show.
I Put a Spell on You, which was good. But it was like you got like a 5-minute version of the show.
But then we're walking out. We're like, okay, let's stop in the store, get our stuff. And the store's closed at midnight. Yeah. Even though the show didn't go off till 12:10.
Even though a whole night was one big rain delay, they shut the stores. And people are trying to do their, shopping. Because usually the Emporium is open on your way out. Nothing. So we didn't even get to get any the Not So Scary souvenirs nothing. I still don't even have my Hocus Pocus merchandise because we've been so busy. I haven't even been back to Magic Kingdom and Disney Springs doesn't have it. So yeah, and I you know what the thing is that I'm not trying to sound like sour grapes or that we're just bashing it, but it was you could feel the difference.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot different.
That being said, we are going back next
week. We are going back. September, I can't remember. It's a Sunday towards the end of the month of September. So we are going back. Sean's going with us again.
And hope to God that it's not going to rain, because I really would like to be able to see the shows. And I'd like to see the Headless Horseman. And I would like to see the parade. And, you know, the thing is, like, with the parade, because of the weather, there was no place to really stand. And, like, we're standing under, like, a wet tree, and I couldn't get a really good shot.
We did get to see the fireworks.
Yeah.
We still did the fireworks. It was nice to see Jack Skellington.
That's so cool.
That big puppet of Jack Skellington come out and conduct, basically get the fireworks going. Because we had only seen that show in 2019. That's when it debuted.
Because it was brand new. And then that was the last time that they did it, because the world fell apart and there was no more.
We keep looking at it.
Huh?
You keep looking over at my computer.
I don't mean to. I'm watching to see comments to see if they were mine, because mine doesn't seem to catch up. Mine does not catch up. So if you guys are saying anything that's important for me to know.
No, they're just talking about it all. No, they're all just talking. And, yeah.
So anyway. So there was, you know, it was really hard to judge, but the fireworks were really cool.
They were really good.
And it was raining. We stood in the rain for the fireworks. I'm really glad that they went off, and we thought they were going to, because like it was late. It kept saying due to inclement weather. Mm-hmm. And so everybody just stood there anyway. And then at one point, cast members came out and were like sweeping the stage off, trying to get the water off for Jack to come out. Yeah. So we knew that something was going to happen. Yeah. And we, like, at this point, we had nothing else to do. So we're going to stand there and we're going to wait.
And we were already soaking wet. So
we were already soaking wet. So what's the matter, you know? So I'm hoping that the next time we go, that we have a nice do-over.
Yeah, I'm hoping by the end of September, the rain, it's just been raining here every day.
Every flipping day.
For a while now. So, and bad rain, not even just sprinkles. It's been like downpours and lightning
and
thunder.
We were afraid that the show wasn't going to go off here tonight because the rain has been so bad.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi keeps going in and out, and I've got 3 backups for Wi-Fi right now, so we're hoping that the signal stays strong enough for everybody to see it. And we've gotten this far, so we're doing pretty good. I'm pretty happy.
Knock
on the Permonica. But so the party was, we're going to go back, like we said. It's my favorite party. I don't know if it's yours over Christmas.
I like the boat. I think I see it's hard because I love the Boo to You parade. I used to say I had a favorite section was like the Haunted Mansion section.
Oh, yeah.
But I love the skeleton band at the end and the song and the way they dance with their instruments.
And
I just think
they're
great. Yes, I love the whole It's Good to Be Bad part, but I do love the Haunted Mansion section and the grave diggers with the shovels and the sparks off the cement. That is so cool. So they do have that back. The Boo to You parade is intact and back just as it was, minus the horseman because it was raining.
Right. But everything else seems intact except for the amount of candy, which hopefully that was just an off night and that'll be back.
It's funny. Like, I go for shows and merchandise. He goes for trick or treating.
That's how I justify the cost.
He's like, if I'm going to go and spend that kind of money, I want to get candy.
Sure.
He left a tad disappointed.
A little bit, but
I didn't even eat my candy. I put it in the community like candy dish in the house so that he could have mine.
Then there still wasn't that much.
No,
the really boys good. Got it too.
We all had to share a bowl of candy about it.
So being that we're talking about the spooky season, you had some updates about Hocus Pocus too?
I did. Okay, so I have a blog going out. It was supposed to go out before the show, but technical difficulties, it did not. So after the show, and I'm kind of like telling you about it, so you probably don't even have to read it now, but we're just going to talk about it anyway. Disney released the first image of Doug Jones as Billy Butcherson in Hocus Pocus 2, which was really cool. Now, we knew Doug was going to be back as Billy Butcherson because that had been known like all along.
And he told us at the House of Mouse Expo.
And he kind of told us that. We knew before it was even announced. That's kind of cool to know people.
It really is. It's kind of fun.
Especially for me because I'm such a Hocus Pocus junkie and I love everything Hocus Pocus, as you know. So that came out and you got to see him as Billy again. And it kind of like reminded me like no time had passed because he looked just as good in the costume. It was very nostalgic, very cool. After the show, you'll see the picture.
And I don't think Doug ages as Doug.
Doug does not age. He looks the same. And you know, you're right. He looks exactly
the same. I bet you it's that prosthetics he puts on his face. It keeps his skin fresh.
Like, he has no wrinkles. Like, because we've talked to him, obviously, without makeup on. And He's such a pleasant, nice man, and I'm really excited that he's back for this movie.
Yes.
So then, all right, here's where I'm going to get negative. Here it comes.
Here you go. Grab your drink. Sit back.
So, again, you have to please, disclaimer, I am like a diehard Hocus Pocus fan. I know the movie by heart. I know all about it. I actually know the actors. So I have a lot invested in this.
And everybody knows it. Last week, Jeremy Steiner, friend, messages me a picture of his television. And he goes, here, show it to Michelle. He's watching.
Yeah, tell Michelle I'm watching Hocus Pocus because it's like kind of like my mission. If you haven't watched it yet, you really need to.
And Corey loves it now.
Corey, or, you know, before he worked the expo last year, I'm like, man, you got to watch it. And he gave me crap about it, but still.
He loved it. He's lying. Just like he loves Frozen.
Yeah. So anyway, so another article came out today that I'm not buying at all, but I'm going to just tell you what it said. Now, it said that the original kids from the movie, Max, Allison, Danny, Jason Marsden, the voice of Binks, none of them were included in part two. Jay and Ice were not included. And their reasoning for that, I just think it's just a cop-out. But they said, well, we didn't know how to write them in the script and give them like the bigger parts that they deserve. And they thought people would be mad just to have them in the background or a small part. So they didn't include them at all. Now, if you read comments like I do, that's not true. Because the nostalgia of these films, if you're going to do a part two and it's been almost 30 years, you got to give people what they want. And a lot of people want to see the original characters. And yeah, you get the witches and you get Billy. But they have these new high schoolers.
Yeah, you want that little bit of nostalgia to pull it back. Even, I mean, we even talked with Jay and Ice that how funny would it be if they're like the garbage men in the city.
Right, know? or show them working at the witch museum or something. Or they're cleaning
the cages.
They're cleaning the cages out. Or you see like Max and Allison working at the school like a teacher. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you could have put them somewhere and they did not.
Danny running the witches. I mean, just something could have happened to do it all.
And a lot of Hocus Pocus fans are not buying it, myself included, and not happy about that. Now, it would be really nice if they were just kidding and they're trying to throw us all off and you will see cameos, but it doesn't look like it.
No.
It's kind of a bummer.
It really is, but we'll see. The movie comes out what day? You know,
it's the end of September, September 30th.
September 30th. So we'll be at DisCon that weekend.
Yeah.
So you have to watch it.
But do you guys get that way too? Like if there's a movie that you like a whole lot and they come out with you find out a part two is coming. Because that happens all the time. You with your Marvel stuff too. But Marvel not so much because they always do a good job.
The one example I can think of offhand right now would be when Han Solo appeared in Force Awakens. Han and Chewbacca come on screen and everybody went nuts because Harrison Ford was back. You saw him in that role again. Billy Dee Williams in the last Star Wars film when he appeared.
Yeah.
It was that nostalgia thing, and he wasn't on screen that long, but it was just enough to, oh, it's Lando Calrissian.
To satisfy the fans.
Yes.
Let's say. You know, and like for me, I've been wanting a sequel, and they've been talking about a sequel to this movie for years. And now they finally have it, and I'm skeptical. Like, I'm so afraid that it's not going to be good, and that I don't think it's going to take away anything from the original. I think at the end of the day, people are going to like the original better, just because that's usually how it goes. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
It's really hard for a sequel to do as well or better than, I mean, there's only a few exceptions in movie history where the sequel or part two was
actually. And it's going right to Disney Plus. It's just a whole different ball game this time.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm going in with hopeful, but not too hopeful because, and if I don't like it, I still have the original.
And you don't want to get your hopes up and be disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, Sarah said the Sister Act movies. Yeah. Like the first one is so good and you're like, oh, please part two be good. And then it's not, it's kind of a disappointment for fans.
Right.
No. But like you don't have that with Marvel because they come out with part twos and they're always good. So Marvel doesn't disappoint.
Thor 4, really.
Okay, well that was 4 though. I mean, you know, it doesn't really disappoint. Like some franchises disappoint.
Right. And Lauren said it's not going to be in cinema. And it's not going to be in cinemas, right?
Nope.
Just Disney Plus.
Just Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Which a lot of that is happening. I mean, I like going to the movies.
And I honestly think that's how Disney can control because they make more money off of Disney Plus subscriptions if they get you all to go there to watch it. So it kind of makes sense because when they put it in the theaters, yes, they get the box office, but it just seems like the theater where people can watch it more, or at home on Disney Plus, people can watch it over and over.
But like we've talked about before, there still is something to be said about going to the movies with your family and friends and getting popcorn and leaning back and, you know, making it a night out.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want a night out. I mean, we all sit at home a whole lot now. You know, it's kind of like the, even though things are better, it's like a new normal almost that there's a lot of sitting around still.
And if you followed on social media, you know we were in Michigan last week. And up there, it's just so weird for us to go there because people really aren't back like we are here. You know, yeah. Florida's a lot more open. We got a lot more going on. And in Michigan, it's still kind of, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to say depressing, but it hasn't rebounded. I guess it's the best way to say it.
It's just weird. Like you grow up someplace. Now we're going to totally sidebar. But you know, you grow up someplace and that's what you're used to. And you're used to it being a certain way. And then when you're away from it and then you go back and it's not the same, you really notice the drastic differences.
Yes, you do. And especially when we live here where everything is open and everything
cheery tourism, and businesses aren't closing. And, you know, they're building new construction everywhere. Yeah. And they're... it's just Michigan is just it's not what it used to be, and it's kind of sad.
It is, but it is what it is.
How do we go from talking
I don't know, but to come Michigan. To Florida because Michigan's like the sequel that
Michigan's the sequel that didn't work out.
Sorry, Lily Johnson.
I know, Michigan, we're from there, and you know, Detroit will always have my heart, but it's some things are just sad there. No, I feel bad. It's not what we grew up with, I guess you could say. But then what is? Time goes by so fast and, you know, nothing stays the same, really.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Except for Florida. It just keeps getting bigger and built up. Like, it's funny because when we moved here, there was so much land everywhere. And now, you know, we're like, so this house that we're in, for example, this house that we're in at the Airbnb, which we're going to talk about, is on the side of town where when we first moved to Florida 8.5 years ago, we were on this side of town.
We were less than a mile from where we're at. About a mile and a half from where we're at right now is where we live.
Right.
And this was land.
This was all land. Yeah. And now that we don't come to this side of town as much, when we do, we're like, oh my gosh, that used to be a field, or that used to be, or what are they building now? And every time you go from, you know, these different areas in Florida, especially around Disney and theme parks, they're just building and building and building.
We drove past our old area, past the subdivision we lived in, and as we're driving past, there was a retention pond, everything over the one side, and now it's filled with houses, and that's where I used to save turtles. Because the turtles would leave that pond and try to cross the road, and I would grab them and put them back where they were.
He used to always rescue the turtles. It was really sweet.
It was, and I still do. If I see him, I rescue him, but that whole area now is little houses over there, and it's just everything. There's a industrial area built up across from where we lived, and that was all just forest and wooded areas and such. So it's really weird to see, because we don't come to this side because no reason, just our house to Disney is about as far as we go. We have everything on our side of town, so we really don't have to come to this side of town, which we have a lot lately for some reason. But just seeing the whole area, so this area, when they started building these resorts, we saw it, but we couldn't get close enough because it was only the trucks could get back to a certain point. We were kind of stopped from just driving back here to see what was back here. And it's just...
Their dream house is back here. Okay, why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, that was the next thing I'm listening
to. Okay, so if you can see over my shoulder here, that's a house. Now, it looks like a hotel or a big fancy restaurant. That's a house.
It is.
So...
And there's a golf course in between us. There's a hole between us from that house. So we're right on the golf
course. There's a hole between us.
There's a hole.
There's a ditch in between us and the...
Actually, there's a fairway and a little water area where there's a lot of frogs.
So at night, you hear the loudest frog noises. It was the coolest thing. I like frogs. So I'm so easily entertained. I'm out there recording frog noises. I just thought it was the cutest thing. But anyway, we're not talking about frogs. So these houses are huge. And this subdivision is one of those subdivisions that you look at off the road and dream. Like, oh, I wonder what those people do for a living if they can afford a three-story house. Or, you know, it's just beautiful. This is like a dream neighborhood.
It really is.
And that's where you can rent this nice little Airbnb.
So again, it's Airbnb, EARBNB.com. You can find out more about the house. It's actually a friend of ours' house, and he reached out to us and asked if we'd be.
Would you like to stay and do a review? Sure.
Yeah, we would love to. What night would you like to see us? Why don't you guys do 3 nights? I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, well, we'll do our show there on Monday night. He goes, perfect.
Yes.
We walk in the door, and you pull up, and you go through security to get in.
It's very secure.
You go through security. They give you your parking pass for your car to make sure you're back here. You drive past the golf courses. Really nice. The houses you pass is like, oh my goodness, where are we? We don't belong back here.
We drove through the subdivision with our mouths open, like, oh my gosh. But what's really cool about this, let me just, before we show you the house, the rates are cheaper than a deluxe resort, studio, whatever. And this is what, how many square feet? 3,000?
So this one was, I think, 3,200 or 3,300 square feet. You have 5 bedrooms, 7 beds.
A game room.
A pool, a theater room in the game room. You have the pool and the hot tub out there, full kitchen with all the amenities you would need. So if you want to cook, there's all the appliances and such to do that. There's hidden Mickeys all over the house.
One of the rooms is themed for the Enchanted Tiki Room. Yes. There's a Bippity Boppity Boutique type of thing. Why don't we, if you give us 2 minutes, I made a little video, so let's, you gotta see.
Let me pull off the banner here.
Okay, and go check it out. Hi everyone, if you are looking for a beautiful and spacious place to stay in the Orlando area, then I have just the place for you. We are at the Airbnb at the Reunion Resort, just minutes away from Walt Disney World. Now this beautiful home has 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a pool, a hot tub, a game room, I mean all the amenities that you could possibly think of and more. And it's also good for people that are coming in large groups, large families. There's plenty of room. It's absolutely beautiful. So let's take a look around.
Okay, we're back here. So what do you guys think? I know it's hard to show this entire house quickly.
In the video doesn't, I could have gone on for like a 15-minute tour of the house for you guys. I didn't really show the kitchen and how beautiful it is. But if you go to Airbnb.com and you tell them that you heard about them on the Main Street Mouse, you get a special discounted rate.
Yeah, so what you do is if you go to their website, there's a contact us or fill out a form there and just say you heard about them from the Main Street Mouse, and Logan told us he's going to offer a discount to all of our members who would like to stay here. So you can go again, you can check to see what the rates would be for when you want to come. But honestly, what they charge based on the amount of room and space.
It's in $1 million home, you guys.
It is. The house is worth $1 million right now, which we were shocked about because, of course, we had to look it up when we got here.
Because we're nosy like that. There's houses in this subdivision that are like over $4 million.
That's the house. I saw the outside of it and my mouth dropped. I was like, oh my God, that's my dream house right there.
But it's beautiful, awesome. And you actually get to stay in $1 million home for probably less than what you spend at a deluxe resort. So, and especially if you're going in with other people, you can actually stay here with other couples, other families, if you have extra family members, and you're not falling on top of each other because this place is huge.
No, so there's three, I guess you could say master bedrooms. They all have a king size bed in them. They all have their own bathroom. There's two bedrooms that have two twin size beds in them. So there's one for the girls, one for the boys. Decorated that way. So like I said, seven beds in the house, but three of them are king size. The other four are twins. But you can see the behind us, they have all kinds of amenities for the kids. I don't know if you can see, there's a teepee in the corner here with some stuffed animals. There's a Cinderella castle
over here. And I thought, okay, so because I'm just a big child, when I saw the Bippity Boppity Boutique area, I'm like, do they have adult dresses? Because it's like playing dress up. They actually have princess dresses for your kids.
In all different sizes.
They have underneath there, they have stuff for like a knight with the shield like a lot of the like playing dress up like you would at Disney, and they have those things here. And the tiki room, did you guys see on that video? They even had tiki bird lights. They have a picture. They had a big poster on the wall of Walt in the tiki room. So there is Disney accents in every room of this house. It's beautiful. So if you go to Airbnb.com, you will be able to find all the information. And then after we're done with the show, I will put a link in our comment section. And you can just ask them for information. Make sure if you do, you tell them that you heard about it. And them through us, so you get the discount.
Yeah, make sure you contact them before you book anything, because he did say he would offer a discount to any of our followers to stay here. And honestly, the full price is not bad, considering the amount of space you get. And if you come with a group of people, actually Chuck and Karen came by Friday or Saturday night to see it. They were in the area, and they came over for a little while, and they were both like, oh my gosh, I love it. This house is beautiful. So it's really a good house. It's a good value. You're on the Animal Kingdom side of property. So if you know where Margaritaville Resort is, we are just down from that, actually. We're just about a mile from
there. There's a road off of 192 that goes right into Animal Kingdom. We're like less than 5 minutes from there. Where we live now, we're on the Hollywood Studio side. But this is the other side of World Drive. So you're by Animal Kingdom from here.
And there's lots of restaurants. There's Champions Gate, if you're familiar with the area. There's a lot of foods. There's a Publix over there.
Which we're probably going to hit up after we're done here because we're hungry.
There's all kinds of things in the area. There's also, I think it said, six restaurants on property here.
In the Reunion Resort.
And a water park with slides.
Oh, it's been with the water park. There's a water park here, too.
And the golf course, which is a championship PGA course. So it's amazing. Check it out, reunionresort.com, or to actually look at this house in particular, Airbnb.com.
And they have social media, and you can go, if you go out of their website, you can see a tour of the house. But I really want to stress the fact that the pictures and the video do not do it justice whatsoever. Because I did kind of take a peek before we got here. And when I walked in the house, I was not prepared for how beautiful this house was. I told, when Chuck and Karen came over on Saturday night, I was like, welcome to our new home. I'm not leaving, but actually I am leaving tomorrow. So if you're looking for an alternative with a, beautiful home, big group of people, lots of, Disney pluses around here, it's fantastic. So check it out, Airbnb.com.
Definitely. So,
all right.
Okay, what do we have next? So next you wanted to talk about, you had mentioned the H2O retiring.
Oh yeah. Okay, so did you guys see last week that the Disney Soap, well, the company that uses like for the resorts and everything, H2O, is closing their doors at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Disney people were upset because, again, Disney people don't like change. And, you have, because some people, because we get excited about silly things.
Those fragrances.
And it's like we get excited to use the H2O products at the Disney resorts. I mean, because they're in everything, and at the end of the year, not going to be any longer, which poses the question, I wonder what brand will take over.
And I almost wonder if Disney will create their own. And
just remember years ago, they had their own soaps and stuff, because we used to take those home.
We had a whole drawer full of them.
And then they got smart and they, you know, just put the pump bottles in there so the guests can't take the little thingies home, which was kind of a bummer. I'm really curious to see what they do next, or what brand. I can see them using like Aveda. Now, Aveda is expensive, though.
But maybe. The Bee Resort, when we stayed there years ago in Disney Springs, they used Aveda.
They used Aveda.
And so we're getting into our room.
Are you going to tell the embarrassing story?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Oh, no.
So we're getting in our room, and Michelle realized it was Aveda products. And, of course, her eyes got as big as saucers. And there happened to be a housekeeper in the hallway, and they only gave you the little bottle of shampoo. Well, look at all this hair. She needs more than a little bottle of shampoo. So she went out and talked to the housekeeper. Could I have an extra bottle or two just because of
you have my hair? Because I have a lot of hair.
The girl gave her a bag full of it to take.
You would have thought she gave me a bag of money. Because, you know, Aveda shampoos and conditioners are like $25, $35 a bottle. And she gave me a whole bag of them. So anyway.
You were excited.
I was excited. I still excited talking about it. So I that would be a great substitute. Or even let's go simple, Bath and Body Works.
I don't know if they'd ever do that.
But I would love that. Would you guys like that? Because I love Bath and Body Works, as you know. But I'm just throwing out what I would like. I mean, you take it or leave it. I mean, it's just my opinion. Nobody cares about my opinion. I'm just sharing.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. I wanted to mention a PSA, public service announcement.
Oh, boy. This is bad.
Yeah, yesterday.
This is bad.
So if you've ever heard of the Facebook page Pegasus Loft, and it is this amazing Disney collection owned by George Leonardo lives in Southern Florida. Just some of the pieces in his collection are just absolutely amazing. He's got this warehouse where you can go and you can see it all. If you set up an appointment with him to go check it out. Well, yesterday he was leaving Hollywood Studios, him and his girlfriend, but I'm not sure. I think it's his girlfriend. They were leaving and he heard dogs panting really loud. The fact that he was 20 feet away, and as he got closer to a car, he heard two dogs panting really hard in a car in the parking lot of Hollywood Studios, middle of the day. And the car was where they had been parked, so it had been there for hours. And he said the window was cracked a little bit. There was something over the window. So the people who brought their dogs to the parking lot knew they were going to be in there for a while, and they let their dogs sit in there. They were from Quebec. No, not saying anything about it. He actually took a picture of the back of the car with their license plate and everything and posted it. But what he ended up doing is his girlfriend ended up going to get water. He found a security guard cast member to tell them, hey, there's two dogs in this car. Somebody needs to go do something about it. Not only did he tell them, though, he also called 911 to get sheriff's deputies to arrive. And they did. They got on site. He said he's a doctor. Or I think he might be a retired doctor, but as a doctor, he's like, you never just tell one person. You always tell a couple sources to make sure in case they get distracted.
Stay there until someone comes.
So they stayed there until the police officers got there, and they ended up getting the dogs out of the car. They gave them the water, and they ended up helping the dogs. And I'm not sure any updates or anything like that, but I was so angry when he was reading this, not at him, but I was angry at these people, and I was so sad for these dogs that were just left in the car. Florida heat, we hear about it all the time. Cars can get up to 100 plus degrees inside a car.
It's been hot here, you guys. I mean, yes, it's been raining a lot, but it has been sweltering hot. It's miserable to go outside. And the fact that, you know, he told me about this, and I went and looked, and then I went to look at his Facebook as well, and I was absolutely horrified because, and these people were from Quebec. They weren't from here. And even if they weren't familiar with the everybody should be familiar with the weather in Florida, and it's not legal to leave your pets in the car. And it's not morally right either. I mean, we have dogs, obviously. And whenever we travel, whenever, you know, we're going to go someplace, we make arrangements that our babies are taken care of. I would never leave them in a car, you know?
And my thinking was, and I don't know how Disney could do this, but there would have to be a way, because to get in any parking lot at Disney, you have to go through. You're going to pass a cast member.
Yes.
At one point or another. It's almost like I wish cast members could say something if they see dogs in the car. Some people do say they're my service animal. I'm going to take them to the park with them. But some aren't even taking them to the park. And that's just scary. I mean, I can't even imagine the thought process. I'm going to go in a hot park where I'm going to be sweating all day outside.
Able to buy water and stuff. I don't even even like when we get to the car after a park day, we open the door and we leave the door open because it's just too hot to sit in the car. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious. I mean, we'll not probably never find out. I'm curious to know what happened to the dog owners.
I know Barbara just asked that. We don't know that, Barbara. I hope so. I hope if the police got the dogs out, I'm guessing they probably stayed. Somebody stayed there until the owners got there. So I don't know if what had happened.
Well, they took the dogs. Now, yeah. What made me wonder is, do they, leave a ticket, a note, or something from the police department on your car? Hey, we have your dogs, you know, type of thing.
Well, they should know exactly who they are. They run their plates and all that stuff.
I just don't understand what would ever make anyone think that's a good idea, and especially, you know. Even if it were cold out, even if I, for one, cannot fathom any reason to do such a thing.
No, and even Jackie just said, hopefully they were charged with animal cruelty.
I hope they were. I was furious. I don't even know these people. And I saw this. I saw the pictures of the dogs. And I was furious. Like, I wanted to go hunt these people down myself. Because, you know, animals are so sweet and they're so defenseless. And they count on their humans to take care of them. And if you're going to go to a park all day, seriously, you're going to leave your dog in a car. And I think that part of why Scott wanted to talk about this was because, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, mind their business and whatever. But if you see something, say something, regardless of the situation.
Don't be worried about the conflict.
No. And see, if it were me, because I'm crazy, I probably would have gone over to a cast member. Mm-hmm. I'd have caused a fuss. I would have called the police.
I'd have tried to
break the freaking door open because these poor dogs were panting so loud he could hear them like 20 feet away through the door.
And that bothers me more because dogs, the more they get dehydrated, the more they get thirsty, the more they pant. So how many hours had it been at that point is my curiosity.
And the one dog looked like an American Bulldog. So it wasn't a small dog.
No, not small at all.
I have a soft spot for bulldogs anyway, but I saw this dog and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I probably wouldn't have been in jail.
I know for sure I would have been in jail because I would have broke the car windows open somehow, some way. I've moved cars physically. I know I could break the window open and I would get the dogs out of there and the owners would never see them again because they would be mine then.
But they took those dogs all the way here from Canada. I mean,
to leave them in the car.
And you know, there's, you know, my best friend's pet services on Disney property where you can take your dogs to a safe place to leave them while you're enjoying the parks. There's no excuse.
It is legal in Florida. Oh, see, Brandon said I could break the window. So next time I will.
Yeah, for real. That. Oh, Barbara said we would have shared a cell. That's right. We would have because we would have busted that window.
Yeah,
open.
To me, it's just.
And actually, because I'm crazy. I probably would have waited at the car for those people and would have given them a piece of my mind.
I probably would have.
And guess what? We call the police on you. I just don't have any sympathy for anybody like that.
No. If you're willing to treat an animal like that, then you just don't care about anybody but yourself at that point. And it's like there's so many resources around you, especially not just Disney's, but there's so many other animal places in the area.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we live in like Tourist Central. There's always you know, an option for your pets. And or if you feel you don't have any choices or whatever, leave them home, leave them with a family member. You know, there's always
sitters.
An option.
Yeah.
It's too hot here and there's never an excuse to leave your fur babies in the car. So I guess the whole thing, and I know you're all as outraged as we are.
But Courtney just said, see this? Yeah, I did that to you. You're not getting your dogs.
That's right. That's right. I'd have been leaning on their hood, been like, hi, guess what? You know, we broke your window, we called the police, and you're not getting your dogs back. I hope you go to jail. I mean, I have been furious. I mean, I'm...
Next you're going to go to the hospital because I'm going to beat the tar out of you.
Right.
Then you're going to go to jail. Then I'm going to go to jail.
Then I'm going to go to jail because I assaulted you.
But to me, that'd be worth it.
It would be.
Yeah.
So I guess the whole point is most of you have enough common sense and, you know, empathy to say something, but you got some people that don't want to get involved.
Yeah, and that's what more I wanted to bring the attention of, that if you see that, please say something, because you might be saving that dog's life. An hour later, who knows what would have happened in this case, you know, half an hour later even.
If they were panting hard enough for them to hear it from that far away with a little tiny crack in the window, all I can say, and I even told him that too, I'm like, thank God you were there. Thank God you heard those dogs.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have made it in that heat. So apparently the dogs were rescued, which is a great end of the story. And we can only hope. Let's make up our own ending for the owners because we don't know what
happened. They got put in a car with the doors shut.
They got drove to the police station with no air conditioning in the back of the car.
Mm-hmm. That would almost be justified.
Almost. See, but we're just mean like that when it comes to animals. I don't care.
I also wanted to mention, on a good topic, though, in May is the TMSM fan cruise on the Disney Wish. If you're interested in going, I know we had more people get information this week. I don't know how many booked. I know for sure one person did book this week.
Got another one.
But if you want any information on that, you can go to mainstreetmouse.com, and you will see a banner on the right side of the page that says TMSM fan cruise. It's going to be May 1st through the 5th, is that it, or May 4th? I can't remember. I know it's the first few days of May in there. I'll actually be on the ship for my birthday.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, so we get to celebrate Atwood's birthday on the Disney Wish. How fun.
So if you're interested in just getting a quote, no obligation quote, just click on the link we have there. That'll take you to a form. You just fill out some basic information that goes over to Becky Macon and her team over at MEI Mouse Fan Travel. They will send you a quote. And there's no pressure. There's no hard sell.
No, they just give you information.
Give you the information, tell you how much they would need down, how much the payments would be, because you can make payments on it. You don't have to give it all at one time. It just has to be paid off. I want to say 60, 90, I can't remember.
I don't know. They'd be able to answer that for you.
They'll answer, but they'll take care of you. And if you have any trips you want to plan, booking, they can also help you with that. So
and again, it's free to you. It's free of charge.
It doesn't cost you a thing. They just take care of all the hassle and the work and put it all together for you and hand you your information, and you just get on the ship and you're good to go. So
and you get to like party with us for a few days, so that's fun.
That's right. I'm
always tooting our horn. I'm like, come to the expo, you get to hang out and have a good time with us. I'm like, come on the Wish then have
but they might come and then they're like, I'm never going on those people again.
And you totally could, but I would hope not.
Corey might not be there though.
So I think we're kind of fun a little bit.
Some days.
I'm fun.
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day.
If I see a dog in a hot car, I'm fun.
Then it's on. Also, speaking of travel, what?
Michelle, tell Michael to take me.
travel. Next Wednesday, we are leaving for Anaheim.
The 7th. We're leaving.
The 7th.
Yeah. We will be at D23 September
Expo. Don't forget Expo.
Sorry. D23 Expo, September 9th through the 11th, Anaheim Convention Center, just outside of Disneyland's front gates. Well,
yes.
I guess you could say. But we'll be there covering all the latest news and everything dropping from Disney. We've applied for all our media panels to get into to cover things. I am so excited that I hope to get in the Marvel Lucasfilms panel because that's where I need to be. If I get other panels, great, but that's the one I'm really, really, you know what, she can go to every other panel. I just need to be in that one. So that's the one I'm shooting
for. And I'm hoping that I get to cover the Disney Legends induction ceremony and the Disney Parks panel where, you know, the past couple of years I was in the Parks panel in the media section. And that's where all the big announcements for the parks come out. And that's to me, that's really exciting because I want to see everything that's coming.
And it'll be Josh leading it this year.
Should be Josh. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Bob Chapek. It's going to be Josh. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope that you guys watch our coverage from Disneyland starting next Wednesday. And also another first, the only first for us will be the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yes, right.
So D23 is having a special night for D23 Expo attendees Saturday night at Disney California Adventure to do the Oogie Boogie Bash.
And there was a limited amount of tickets. So as soon as we knew that was dropping, we were sitting on the computer waiting for those tickets to go on sale just so we could get it because we've always wanted to do Oogie Boogie Bash, just never happened to be out there at the same time. And another thing that we're doing for the first time is the Haunted Mansion overlay, which we are both very excited about.
Yeah, because I've never seen it. It's weird because like usually when we go out to cover D23 Expo, it's in August, or the one time I think it was in July. So the overlay is never happening. So this year we're actually getting to see the Halloween festivities at Disneyland. So of course I will be doing live feeds and putting things in our Instagram stories at the Main Street Mouse to share everything that I'm seeing. I will share with you because you know I like to do that. I like for us to see new things together.
And we'll have tons of video and such, so it'll all be uploaded to our different social media. So stay tuned for all that. I'm sure we'll go live from the parks to talk to you guys about what's going on. We've always done that in the past too.
Randy, what? Michelle's gonna fly? I have to. Okay, so it when
2017.
when the folks out at in Anaheim and that work for D23 who are D23 invite you, I can't say no because I'd be kicking myself in the pants. So like if I get invited by them, I have to go.
In 2017, we actually drove there for the D23 Expo in 2017, and it was miserable.
Yeah, but we flew last time, yeah. And we flew last year. You know, you just have a certain cocktail for breakfast. And
mimosas, they're fine. You can have,
yeah, and right, because you can time change and whatever, you can justify it however you want. So yeah, you just, you know, drink your breakfast and hope for the best.
And we are flying really early on that day because we've always flown early because we want to be able to spend that day at the park.
And I'm hoping, I like to go early to get it over with, like rip that band-aid off, because I hate flying so much, and it's almost 5 hours on a plane to Disneyland, which I hate every second of it.
Flying is so much easier now. So I grew up in Michigan, as you all know. My dad lived in Las Vegas from the time I was 10 years old. So every summer I flew to Vegas to visit my dad. And that was a four hour and 20 minute flight. And there was no TVs in the plane. There was nothing to do. I remember my mom would always stop at the drugstore and she'd buy me a couple magazines to read.
Oh, magazines.
And that's all I would have for the entire flight. And I had my CD player at one time and I would listen to music, but it was like, took forever. But now you put on one or two movies and you're there. I usually watch Endgame and Infinity War and I'm good.
Yeah, Jackie said try to do one, because there's cancellations. We are early.
Yeah,
we're one of the first flights of the day, I would say, aren't we?
Oh yeah, we're out of here early. That's like I said, we've always flown that way, and then when we fly back, we always fly it late at night, doing almost the red eye. That way she's a little bit tired. And
so I'm tired either way. Either I'm tired at night and gonna go to sleep, or I'm tired because it's first thing in the morning and I'm not a morning person. So like he kind of finagles it to where it's easiest for me. Like if it was midday, forget it. I'd be too awake and panicking.
That's true.
But I don't know if we're going to do a show next Monday or not. We may, because we might have
another guest announcement that we want to do before we go to D23. And then the following Monday, we will be at D23. So I don't know if we'll do our show we might go live and talk.
Yeah,
to
so you're still going to, you're not going to not see us. I mean, you're stuck with us. We're going to be doing live feeds, just not Monday night. We're going to be doing multiple live feeds.
And if you followed us last time we were there in August, or was it August when we went live from Disneyland by the Haunted Mansion?
Did we? It was last August.
We pulled over in front of near the mansion and the Mint Julep Bar, and we did a little live show there for like half an hour or so, just talking to you guys, telling you what was going on out there and everything. So I'm sure we'll do something like that while we're out.
Yeah, you'll hear from us while we're out in Anaheim, and just say prayers that we get there safe and home safe. Yeah.
But Wednesday's a park day, Thursday's park day, and then media preview of D23, Friday D23, Saturday D23, Oogie Boogie Bash, Sunday D23, Monday park day, Tuesday
home.
Tuesday we're going to LA. I want to go to the Funko store and check it out, and we're going to probably hit the Walk of Fame. You want to see the beach, the ocean on that side, Hollywood sign.
I want to see the celebrity cemeteries. I just think it's fancy.
This princess who's all girly. I don't go to the cemetery.
Well, Walt is.
You can't get to Walt.
There. But he's in the vicinity. Is that Forest Lawn?
Yeah, but his
and Hollywood Forever. See, I looked at this stuff.
There's actually ghost tours.
No, I don't have time to do a ghost
tour. We don't. We were gonna be there at nighttime.
How fun would that be?
It's funny because every time we go there, we're like, oh, we're going to take a day and go do this and go do that. We never leave Disney. Once we get over there, we're there until we leave.
No, because we don't know when we're going to be back. So we try to make the most of it. We do hit In-N-Out Burger.
A couple times. That's the only reason basically we rent a car.
In-N-Out.
And it's cheaper to rent a car and drive from the airport than it is to pay for Uber to take us all the way. So but I think that's it for this week. Yeah, it went over an hour.
Holy crap, did we really?
Yeah, 804.
I told him that we're not gonna go. We probably won't do an hour show today because I'm really tired and we haven't eaten and we still want to get more footage of this house, and lo and behold, here we are. So
every time she says, oh, we're not gonna do a full hour, we always do a full hour.
Yeah.
Every time.
Okay, since we talked too much, thank you.
We actually had a lot to cover today.
We kind of did.
So again, if you missed the announcements, House of Mouse Expo, we are bringing in Donnie and Peter from Bambi.
Bambi.
So Bambi and Thumper, the original child actor voices who did those back in the early 40s, will be at the House of Mouse Expo, and they will have a panel to talk about their experiences being with Walt and such, and their other experiences outside of that, just in Hollywood.
Fascinating.
That day.
Fascinating.
Really good. Well,
Airbnb.com. Airbnb. Check out this beautiful house in this beautiful neighborhood.
Make sure you message them if you're interested in staying here and find out what they're willing to do as far as a discount for you. Just mention you're from the Main Street House and they will take care of you. Logan's a great guy. He will help you guys out.
Yeah. So we will see you guys next week, either Monday night for an announcement or from California. So make sure that you are getting your, you know, you have us set on your alerts for on Facebook, our Facebook yes. page. Follow the Main Street Mouse on Instagram. And we will have all kinds of good information for you coming up next week. So thank you so much for watching. And thank you for letting us go over and talk at you very much tonight.
And I really like doing these on location in these houses. So we need to get some more people we know with houses like this. So we can just go stay
at. Anybody know any more $1 million homes that would...
Tell you what, if we can do this weekly, we can get rid of our house.
We'll be drifters. We'll just go to a different house every
week. What's funny is the boys are at home with the dogs because the dogs weren't allowed.
Because they care about our dogs.
We don't want to leave them in a car.
Like, well, no.
In the studio, but, so the boys are at home with the dogs. And they like their beds and their rooms and everything. So they stayed there. We just had a little getaway to come here. And
we played a relax. Game of Pac-Man before the show started because there was a game room. So,
no,
all right, let's stop talking.
Okay, we're out of here.
Okay, love you guys. We will see you next time. Have a great week. Take care. And hopefully we will watch us live next week from Anaheim.
That's right.